It was a soccer match where apparently the potential of this being the most exciting play of the game occurred when there was an interruption on the pitch. And we have it for you here on WSGW, courtesy of video from Fox Sports and the ability to post the link on the Morning Team page. It's 6:23 with Charlie and Denise and Pat, your Morning Team on WSGW. And in fact, this was just last night. And it was in El Salvador where the game was being played. And if you check out the video I'll play for you here in the upper corner here, I'll even post, let me see if I can get the audio here. You can hear the commentary, which I think they did a pretty good job of describing what happened here as the match is going on.
And the one loss in between was the 2021 Eastern Conference final in New York City, where they were missing pretty much their entire lineup due to COVID. And we're going to have a stoppage here.
Oh, we got a dog on the field.
Oh.
That's a new one. Touch.
Look at that dog go after the ball.
Yeah, he can't get it in his mouth, though.
Man. love this guy's comment coming up here, though.
I wonder if he's going to play in the position K-9.
Oh.
I mean, it's not CCL unless there's a dog on the field, right? I mean, is that on the bingo card?
That was Fox Sports analyst and former U.S. men's national team player Stu Holden, who made that comment about playing the position K-9. But, just kind of escaped. Now, I was looking at that video. And my first question is, and it's not answered, you know, where'd the dog come from? How did it on the field?
Yeah.
It almost looked to me, I'm not saying it happened, I don't know. It almost looked to me because there was a couple of guys or spectators that kind of in that corner where the dog emerged.
Yeah.
Did they maybe encourage the
the dog to go?
Because this is like the 68th minute of the game, so it's late in the contest. And the score at that time, there is no score. In fact, the game ends in a scoreless tie.
Of course.
My guess is they were trying to generate a little excitement.
Yep.
You heard the crowd pick up. And in a scoreless tie, that might have been the most exciting play of the entire game.
Typically, you wouldn't take a dog unless it was a therapy dog to a game. So I'm
And there was no jacketing or anything like that or any identification on the dog. So.
Dog looked like kind of like a, I'd say, a mutt, like a mix between a pit bull, maybe a Boston Terrier, lab.
Whatever it was, it certainly was going
he
after that ball.
He had fun with the
though.
Ball.
Man, yeah, he did.
I know Buddy sometimes thinks every ball in the house is his, too.
Of course.
Yeah, what would your dog do? Yeah. Would your dog run out of the field?
Oh, yeah, he would have.
You'd be there?
If he'd have been there.
Okay.
I would never take my dog to any kind of public. He would have so much fun being petted.
Yeah,
I think
right.
he would forget that there was a ball until he saw the ball, and then it would be chaos.
Forget the petting, forget the ball, forget the petting, forget the ball, right?
Right. Squirrel.
My dog, Trenny, would not do that because that would entail running, and she's not about that.
Oh, gosh.
she's about the comforts of life.
I'm trying to think. I think my dog would probably go after the ball, but once it got there, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a ball. Certainly would not start to try and eat it like this dog in this video.